there's some that's, oh, it looks like cement, I don't know what it is.
Okay. Right, cement. Okay. Can you have any others?
No.
I guess that pretty well covers it. Now, what do you call a paved road that has a light colored surface?
Now, that's what I'd call you cement road. I don't know whether it is cement or not, but I don't know what it's made out of.
And what do you call a paved road that has a black surface?
And that's what I call the rock.
Okay. And what do you call a grassy strip that's about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
I'm going to call it nothing.
Okay, I'm going to use it. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Ditch.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
It wouldn't do for me today.
Oh, go on and tell me now. Listen, the more we get on this tape, the more interesting it's going to be and the better I'm going to do. Come on, tell me. You're not going to tell me. Okay. Well, can you think of another word that you'd call a worthless dog, a word that you wouldn't mind telling me?
Lord, I don't know. I call them so much. I just don't know right now.
Okay. What do you have for a gentle sound that's made by horses at feeding time?
I call it a bray.
Okay. Well, but that's usually a sort of loud sound. Mm-hmm. Now, this sound is more like,
that's a whinny.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone shaped like this that children like?
Putty bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover?
Not really.
What do you call bread and loaves made of white flour?
Light bread.
Okay. And what do you call bread made of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that you can make from cornmeal?
All I ever use it for is just to make cornbread out
okay.
of it.
You never make
fry fish with it.
Okay.
Maybe you fish with it.
Yeah, that's good, like that. What do you call cornbread baked in the ashes of a fire? Ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
That's mush.
Yeah. My mother used to make that. What do you call a round, flat pastry that's about that big? Maybe like that. And it's got a hole in the middle, and it's made with baking powder.
A donut?
And how about the same thing if it's made with yeast?
Okay. Because I don't use yeast.
I don't either. It's too hard. It always messes me up. What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup?
Pancakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's slated but not smoked?
Call that pork.
Okay. I wonder if that's going to eat. Now, what do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from honcho, hogshead, and so forth?
Souse.
Okay.
Or either hoghead cheese.
Okay. Yeah, if you have more than one word for it, tell me. Mm-hmm. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The core.
Okay. What do you call the center of a peach?
The seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a pressed peach.
Okay. And how about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
That's a clear seed.
Okay. What do you call beans that are eaten in the pods? You know, you don't shell them. Any kind of beans that you don't shell, you know, just long.
Oh, snap beans.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just knew my snap.